KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time now for the Coach's Show here on this Wednesday as we talk with area football coaches as well as Wyndham Volleyball here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. We're going to jump right into the coaches here coming up shortly, so stay tuned. Also going to be announcing the Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week, so stay tuned here on KDOM.
An Aspen Sun at ThriveVent is here to help you assess your finances in retirement and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 1-877-408-4748.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Curry of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Football. And Coach, you got 8 seniors this year leaving the program, and this is a group that has played a lot of football for you over there for the Coyotes, and you know, a group that you know really started when things were tough, and you know, have been able to build a legacy there at Heron Lake Okabena Fulda, and got to play some really solid football and some great games this year for the Coyotes.
Yeah, we said at our meeting the other day that this is a group of kids that left it better than they found it, and that's all you can ask of a class of kids that comes through is leave things better than you found them. And really proud of the guys that we had. You had guys who maybe didn't have a very big role on the team on Friday nights, guys like Cameron Bronk and Sam Martinez and Zach Rockland and Edson Tima, who they didn't play very much on Friday nights, but they were there at practice. They're pushing guys. They're at the summer workouts. They're at summer camp and stuff like that, who that means just as much to the team as anybody else because of what they did on a day-to-day basis. And then at the same token, you have guys like Dominic Lee, who turned himself into a starter by the time he was a senior and had a nice year. Jared Saleta, who was really the rock of the offensive line and defensive line for the last couple of years, and again, a kid that turned himself into a really good player from between his freshman year and his senior year and worked incredibly hard. And then you've got the two, multi-year starters. You've got Brenton and Owen, who are really, I think, the heart and soul of the team and the program and have been for the last 4 years. Brenton starting for 4 years at quarterback and, having to be out there way before he should have been. And unfortunately, his senior year got cut short with an injury that ended his year, but it was really fun coaching him and watching him play and seeing the growth from a freshman who, was just kind of figuring out where to stand essentially and just kind of flinging the ball to a senior who was in control of things and became a good defensive player too. And then Owen, who dealt with an incredible amount of adversity in terms of injuries in his career and to become, our best player and a superstar on defense and a tackling machine. And really the heart of the entire defense. Things revolved around him, but also have a really nice year on offense as a halfback and catching the ball and running the ball and blocking and everything else. And, we're just really going to miss all of those guys, whether they played not very much or whether they played a ton. I think we're going to miss all of them and their contributions because they're a special group of individuals.
Absolutely. Going to miss those guys next year. But, looking at next year, if people look at the record from this year, they see 2-7. But if you dive deeper into it, I think 5 of those 7 losses were one-score games. Very competitive for you guys this year and a heck of a schedule there to start the year. But, moving forward, what are your thoughts headed into the summer? What do you guys need to do to try to flip that script here coming up next season?
Yeah, I think that's, you talked about everything we went through and the injuries and the schedule and all the close losses and things like that, and it certainly was frustrating. But I think that the credit to our kids is that they didn't get down. They kept playing. They kept competing. And I had week after week coaches would be like, "Man, you guys have been through it and you're going through it." And yeah, it sucks. But I think it builds character, and I think the experience that a lot of our kids got in terms of because of injuries, we had to play multiple freshmen before they were ready, and sophomores before they were ready. And I think that knowledge, I think, has the ability to, if we progress and if we do the right things and we're in the weight room and we're at summer camp, at summer practices, and going out and playing football and watching film and things like that, that there's always teams that make that jump, that they're close, and then the next year, when they're, you know, mostly an upperclassman squad, they make that jump. And I think that's what we want to be, and that's where we want to be, is that team that, how do we make that jump into the upper echelon, because we turned around those home possession games. I'm a firm believer that you can't win close games until you've been in them, and darn, we've been in enough now that it's time to flip that script and next year win those close games.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time all year long here on the Coach's Show. Again, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again next year.
Awesome. Thanks, Doc.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Now, Hy-Vee Fuel Saver is Hy-Vee Perks. Get the same great benefits like fuel savings. Plus, save even more with members-only Hy-Vee Perks prizes. Make the switch or sign up today. It's free and easy.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrandt of Mountain Lake Area Football. And, you know, looking at the roster here, Coach, you guys got five seniors on this roster this year. And, you know, you guys dealt with a lot this year, you know, low numbers and some injuries throughout. And, you know, this group of seniors has been through it all, and I'm sure, you know, they're going to be dearly missed.
Yeah, I, you know, you kind of feel bad for this group of seniors in one sense, because having a senior year where you don't win any games is a tough thing, but they experienced a lot of success along the way. So I know they have that to hang on to, and they learned a lot of life lessons throughout, you know, their 4 years playing football here. They were the group that really held us together this year. We didn't have many juniors or sophomores out. We were basically seniors and freshmen. With a couple of those other grades sprinkled in, but they held it together. They kept the younger kids going, and without them, you know, we wouldn't have had a season at all. So I'm proud of the way that they finished things up. You know, individually, you got to talk a little bit about Ethan Ron, a kid that is, you know, hopefully going to be a four-time All-District player. Unfortunately, came out with an injury. Excuse me. Came out with an injury in week two this year. So, you know, very tough for us as a team to recover from that. I think we could have probably competed in a few games with him. And when he went down, it really took the wind out of our sails. But he's a kid that really gave, you know, everything he had. He put his body on the line for Wolverine football, and he's somebody we won't forget. Outside of that, we had two kids that didn't play a whole lot until this year, and David Regeer and Melvin Felix Coronado, but both kids that worked extremely hard at practice and maybe didn't have the most talent, but gave us everything they had, so very proud of them. And then the two kids that played a little bit last year as juniors, Damian Aguirre and Jordan Comcacchio, both kids who... I think we got the most out of them, and they got the most out of themselves. Looking back at them in junior high, you just kind of hope they stayed out and you know, see what we could get out of them. But they both exceeded everything we ever could have dreamed for them. So, again, for all five of these guys, it's a bummer that we went out the way we did, but they have nothing to hang their heads about. Had a successful career. And, you know, hopefully their leadership this year taught some of those young bucks, you know, the ropes, and we can move forward and, you know, hopefully have a little bit more of a successful season next year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, hopefully we'll be able to look back on this senior group as kind of the foundation you know, that helped these young guys get some experience and playing some football. And now we head into the off season, and, you know, we talked about it before the season and throughout the season that numbers were low for Wolverine football. And I'm sure, you know, one of your main objectives here in the summer is to get kids excited to play Wolverine football, maybe get some kids out that weren't out this year and, you know, try to build those numbers. But also those guys that got that varsity experience this year, I'm sure, you know, you're trying to build off of that and get them in the weight room and get that more experience here in the summer headed into next year.
Yeah, it's one where if we don't get any new kids out in the older grades, it's going to be very challenging for us. You know, right now we plan on, we have three or four juniors going to be seniors. We have two sophomores going to be juniors, and then we had seven freshmen going to be sophomores coming back. So just those numbers alone aren't going to do it. We have a decent-sized eighth-grade group if they all come out as freshmen, but again, you don't love putting freshmen on the field. We kind of saw how things went this year. So, you know, our hope is that some of those kids that didn't come out this year come back out next year. That's the hope. You know, and maybe it's just a pipe dream, maybe it's a wish. But, you know, football's a game of depth. I mean, you got to have a lot of things go right for you, but one of the biggest things is depth. And right now we don't have it, and it's hard to do a lot of stuff in practice when you don't even have 18 there. So our goal is to hopefully get some of those kids back out. I think playing Wolverine football will make you a better man, you know, in the real world. So we got to try to convey that message and get that out there. But, you know, the other thing is just in the off season, football can't be a thing you do for 2 to 3 months a year. It's really got to start now. And I hope it has started for some of those boys, just getting in the weight room, you know, working on their body, working on their craft. If you look at all the good teams we've had over the years, and the good teams that are around right now, like Hills Beaver Creek, those boys are in the weight room year-round. Doesn't matter what sport they're in, they lift weights. And that can help you in everything, every sport, every aspect of life. So that's just something we're trying to preach to these younger kids, is being in the weight room and being consistent with it and, you know, not making excuses. You know, everybody's tired. I'm sure those boys at Hills Beaver Creek that are all three-sport athletes, I'm sure after basketball practice these last few years they've been tired, but, you know, they hit the weight room and they did the speed and agility year-round, and it shows. So that's the message we're trying to get across to the kids. It's not something that's going to be fixed in a year, but we're hoping down the line with our junior high coaches really preaching it at that level this year, that we can see some dividends on that. And then lastly, our summer participation just has to be better. As a coach, you don't want to go into a season saying, hey, we're not going to win any games. But I'm not going to lie, I knew it was probably coming when we had the worst participation we've ever had in the summer. I think we rolled into football camp the first day, and it was supposed to start at 1. And at about 1:15, we still only had 7 kids there. So somehow we got to get the priority to these kids that they need to be at these things in the summer. You can't just show up. If you just show up, we're going to have another year like we just did. So not to be negative or anything like that, but it's what needs to get done, and hopefully we're able to kind of correct some of those things.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time all year long here on the Coach's Show to talk with us. We wish you good luck in building back the Wolverine program. Good luck here this summer, and we'll talk to you again next year.
Thank you again, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDYM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Red Rock Central Football. And Coach, you guys are still running here as you got the win on Saturday in the section semifinals against New Ulm Cathedral. A big win for you guys, and you know, headed into it, things are a little bit off. It is a Saturday game, 2 o'clock start time, but you guys able to play that Red Rock Central football, run the football down the middle of the field, and you know, just a very physical ball game for you guys, and getting a win 32-0.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids did a good job of establishing the tone early. You know, got the plus field position on the first possession after Carter got the, you know, the squib kick and got us on the plus side of the 50. And, you know, two run plays and a touchdown is a great way to start any game, you know, kind of, especially after not playing for 10 days, knock the rust off a little bit and get our guys, you know, kind of back in the right mindset. You know, and then to come out and force a punt and march right down the field and do it again, and force another punt and hit a big pass play to get you three scores in the first quarter is a great way to start off a game of any type, especially in the playoffs. You know, and we just kind of locked in on defense from there, and you know, offensively we kept running the ball and chewing up the clock and you know, punched a couple more in the second half and you know, like I said, come away with the shutout, you know, back-to-back shutouts for our defense here in week 8 and first round of the playoffs and try to build some momentum on that side of the ball as well as we move forward.
Absolutely. Big win for you there in the playoffs. And now moving on here to the section championship game. It's going to be in Cottonwood at Lakeview High School and a chance to see the Wabasso Rabbits again. And about 3 weeks ago, you guys were able to handle the Rabbits in that ball game in the regular season. But, you know, things can change headed into the playoffs. A little bit of a different feel, neutral site, you know, a rivalry between the two communities. What are your thoughts headed into Friday? What do you need to do to come out and make it to that state playoffs?
You know, I think first and foremost, you got to limit mistakes. This time of the year, you know, one drop the ball, one interception, you know, one bad snap. All of those things can turn the momentum of a game. You know, we've been on that side of it. 2 years ago when we went up there against Cedar Mountain, got a big interception in the first quarter, and then going into score, fumbled the ball, and just weren't able to recover from that point. You know, one of our other attempts at a section final, fumbled the ball in the second play. We're never really able to gain back some of that momentum. So, you know, we know how it feels to be on that end and how important it is to eliminate those types of mistakes. And, you know, if we do that and continue to play physical up front and run the football like we're capable of, that's probably our best recipe for success. You know, defensively, we got to be disciplined, reading our keys and staying home, not chasing the fake and falling for the counter and coming down on play action pass out of the secondary. You know, we got to rely on everybody to do their job, and if we do that, you know, so far this year we've been able to win every game as a result of that. You know, and you know, that's all you can ask is for your kids at this point of the season to continue to do what they've been doing for the last 9 games, and you know, hopefully you end up on the right side of it.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, we're excited to be there Friday night for that matchup against Wabasso section championship game in Cottonwood. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hilltop Recycling in Sanborn is your scrap recycling center. They buy and process all kinds of scrap vehicles, appliances, metals, and more for fair prices, local pickup, and roll-off boxes. Call and get your quote at 507-648-3398.
KDOM Radio, it's the Coach's Show here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time to announce the Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week. And this week it is going to Red Rock Central's Jake Erickson with a big game against New Ulm Cathedral. Erickson was a menace on the defensive side of the ball and scored a big touchdown on the offensive side with a tight end slip pass from Stavnis to Erickson. A big touchdown play for the Falcons as they got the win 32-0. And we just heard from Coach Jenegas about that game. But Jake Erickson, our Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week. back to the coaches when we return on KDOM.
BARC is your place to gather. The Business Arts and Recreation Center has unique and affordable rooms to rent, a performing arts auditorium, full-size gym, library, art gallery, recreation room, and more. Located in downtown Wyndham, BARC is near local shopping and dining options. Visit www.barkwyndham.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Carter Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove Football, and looking at the roster here, Coach, looks like five seniors that you'll be losing to graduation. And, you know, when you're kind of every year looking at, trying to find some guys and some numbers, it's a good thing to only lose, you know, five seniors from this group. But, you know, these are guys that have been through a lot with the program, and, you know, a few guys here that have played a lot of Westbrook Walnut Grove football that will be dearly missed.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, the numbers are low, but it's, for us, it was a higher number than we've had the years past as far as seniors. So first senior we'll talk about is Gabe Jimenez. He's a kid that he came off the football. A bigger kid, played his freshman year, got hurt, ended up not finishing the season. Did not come out his sophomore year, or his junior year, excuse me. Came back out this year as a senior, started game one, never missed a practice, and then unfortunately for him, he suffered a season-ending knee injury in game one, and, you know, he was dearly missed, and I knew he was ready to make an impact for our team, and, you know, a 6'1", 180-pound kid on the line makes a big difference in nine-man football, so Gabe will be missed. Mua Bang came out. His brother played 2 years prior. Started on the line, and he came out for the first year, so he didn't see as much action on Friday nights, but he played a lot of JV for us this year. Played a special teams here and there, so Mua contributed where he could and when he could, and he had a good season. I know he was happy to come out. It's just really hard to play football 1 year, organized football, and be right in the mix. So he did a really good job for when he was in there. Our three captains, in no particular order, they were high-impact players. You mentioned, only losing five, but this is a huge part, not only of our offense, but of our defense and our special teams, for that matter. So Kyle Curry, a three-year starter, Kyle was a kid that he would play wherever you wanted him to play. He ends up his career with 74 receptions, over 100 tackles. But he also was that quarterback last year, emergency quarterback this year, backup quarterback, played tight end, slid out to wide receiver, had really good hands. So Kyle did an awful lot for us, long snapper for punts. And, unfortunately for Kyle, week six he suffered a shoulder injury that knocked him out for the rest of the year and hopefully not too long in basketball. But Kyle was just an impact player. Big-time contributor, did whatever he wanted him to do. So, Drew Swanson, he kind of came on the scene last year, got his body into physical condition because he's not a huge kid, so he also grew height-wise. He became one of the more dynamic route runners that I've been around on our team. And if the ball was near him, typically he caught it. And he ends his career with, 114 receptions. He broke 50 both last year and this year. So he did some punting towards the end of this year. And actually, truth be told, he ended up kicking two extra points just one day late in the season. They were kicking extra points off the ground, and he was drilling them from about 25 yards out. And it's like, what the heck? How come we haven't tried this earlier? So we quickly put it in, and he was able to kick two out of two for extra points. So if we needed a possession, Drew is the guy that we went to on whatever route that we called on the outside for Drew. So he'll be dearly missed as well. And then finally, our other captain, Neil Keel. Neil's been a three-year starter, four-year player. But Neil pretty much handled the running back role the last couple years. His first year, I know as a freshman, I remember him playing center for us, played guard, played running back. He's another kid that just did whatever you asked him to do, and You know, he had a great career offensively. He ended up with close to 100 receptions, close to 1,000 yards rushing, leading tackler the last 2 years. So he was kind of the heart and soul of our defense. And, you know, Neil was a kid that whatever you wanted done, he did it, and that included off-the-field stuff as far as helping out, giving back to the community. Well, actually, all three of the captains were really good at that. And so we'll miss these five seniors. You know, it's just part of high school athletics where graduation comes and they move on.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, those seniors going to be missed, but future looks bright for Westbrook Walnut Grove football. You know, a big sophomore class with some guys who've got some great experience playing football this year. Connor Jenkins, your starting quarterback, just a sophomore this year, you know, getting a lot of reps at the quarterback position. You know, guys like Max Wyborg, you know, a big man up front. Tucker Crink, a sophomore. He did a great job for you guys this year, both offensively and defensively. Ian Nockman's just a junior. Just to name a couple of guys who, you know, have played a lot of football this year and got a lot of experience, you know, headed in to the summertime. I'm sure one of the main things is just trying to keep these guys out for football, you know, keep the roster that you had this year minus the seniors and maybe bring some more guys in. But, you know, headed into the summer, what are your thoughts here about Westbrook Walnut Grove football?
Well, Zach, you're absolutely correct. We do have our numbers are getting bigger. Our next year, our senior and junior class will be as big as we've had. Those kids have played a lot. If everybody comes back out, which I would assume they would, you know, our whole entire offensive line will be intact, and that's a huge deal. Quarterback will be in place. And then our numbers starting with next year's freshman class, our numbers in football are going to be up in the teens. So we haven't had that kind of class come through, so that's just going to be positive for WWG football, where now we have pushing other kids in competition and practice, and that creates a healthy competitive environment, and that only makes you better. So we're excited about where we're headed. Again, we'll miss these seniors. We'll miss the, you know, like I said, Drew 100 catches in 2 years, and Neil over 1,000 or close to 1,000 yards rushing, and it's hard to replace that. But we'll do the best we can, and some of those other kids will be ready to step up. And you know, the biggest thing for us is they need to find that room right off the gym. And it's called the weight room, and you know, if they want to do that and they do that, you know what, we look forward to a nice campaign in 26.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time all year long here on the Coach's Show. Appreciate your time, and good luck here in the summer and into next year.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
American Family Insurance in Windham and Mountain Lake is looking out for what matters, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jim Johnson, your American Family agent. Please call us at 507-831-1711, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Windham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Minion of Windham Football, and Coach, we'll start here just talking about the senior group. There's a lot of them, 11 seniors for you this year that will be dearly missed. Some guys who, you know, are really just, you know, may not have gotten as many minutes on the field, but, you know, real character guys for this program. And some other guys that, you know, have played a lot of football for you the last couple of years and will be missed on the production side of things. You know, just a, you know, all-around solid group here that you'll be losing for next year.
Yeah, this group of seniors was actually my first group of freshmen when I started as an assistant coach here 4 years ago. So it's been kind of cool to see them grow and develop from freshmen all the way through. Their first year, we didn't win any games. It was a zero-win season. And we've seen a lot of development and growth, and now we've had back-to-back four-win seasons. So that's been really cool. There's been a lot of good bricks being laid and a foundation being built for the program. And I think all these 11 seniors, and some of them came out late. They weren't all out freshman year, so that's been cool to see too. Some of those guys that maybe played junior high, they came back out. So, it was really awesome. They did a great job. They helped build this program up, and hopefully, we can just keep taking those next steps to keep it growing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, headed into the summer, obviously missing that many guys is going to hurt. But I'm sure, you know, the plan here headed into the summertime and into next year is, you know, try to keep those guys out for football. Nowadays, it can end up, you know, being a little bit of a struggle. But keep those guys out, possibly get some more kids interested in the program. And, of course, you know, hitting that weight room here this summer to try to prepare for another season next year.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, the biggest challenges that we have are obviously getting more guys out. You know, losing 11 players is going to be tough. There's a good number of eighth graders out, and they had a successful year, so it's going to be a top priority of ours to keep those guys out and encourage them to keep playing, because there's a lot of potential in that group. And then, keep recruiting guys in the halls. You know, there was a couple guys that didn't end up coming out this year that were close, and so it'd be awesome to just keep recruiting and keep getting guys interested. You know, having some wins and being competitive helps. So hopefully we can keep doing that. And then you touched on the weight room. You know, that's a big, big part of it too, is getting guys in there year round, not only in the summer, but, you know, throughout the whole year, lifting, getting bigger, faster, stronger, because it helps with all the sports, not just football. So that's a big thing, as well as getting guys bought in and hopefully getting a solid group of young men that commit to that, and we'll see big improvements there.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time all year long here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here in the off season. We'll talk to you again next year.
Yep, thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hammers Furniture and Flooring on the Square in downtown Windham is your local retail furniture, flooring, bedding, and window treatment store, dedicated to quality, value, and service. Stop by today or visit hammerswindham.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of our community. At Leading Edge Credit Union, it's people over profits, better rates, personal service, and investing in you. Stop in today and see the credit union difference. Federally insured by NCUA.
Leading in a better banking.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Fast of Windham Volleyball. And Coach, playoffs are here. You guys able to get a bye in the first round as being the first, the number one seed in the South subsection. And you guys playing your first game last night against the Laverne team that, you know, has shown some sparks of being a really good volleyball team, able to get some big wins down the stretch in the regular season. You know, they were coming in and they were excited. And, you know, you guys able to take the first two sets, dropped that third set, but coming back and getting the win 25-20 in the fourth, and you won that game 3-1.
Yeah, we, you know, we, like you said, hadn't played since Westbrook on the Grove, which was last Monday. So sitting a little over a week is always tough when you sit that long. But it was also much needed rest that we needed. We were able to not only rest our girls, but also just break down some things in that last week. But we knew, you know, it's playoff season, and anything can happen. We were fortunate. We worked hard. The girls earned that number one seed, but that number one seed got us a bye. It doesn't mean anything when it comes playoff time, because you've got to show up and play, and every team is going to show up and play, and, you know, we have a tough section. And we knew Laverne, you know, we saw them really early. I think it was the first week of September that we saw them, and we had known they had made some changes and had grown tremendously. Their coach Sarah does a really, really good job with them, and they're really big. They're tall. They got a lot of 6-foot girls that are standing up at the net, and that makes it difficult offensively. You know, we had to really work on our shots and how we were going to get around the block. And you know, we came with nerves, obviously. And like I told the girls, if you're not nervous, then you're not a competitor. Nerves are normal during this time of season because it's win or go home. And so we just kind of had to, you know, get those nerves out and relax and take a breath. And we got that first set. It was back and forth. And, you know, we were able to get that first set. And I'd say the second set we dominated. That second set, the girls just really stuck to the game plan very well in that second set against Laverne. Third set, we just, I think, you know, we just played relaxed, too relaxed with not enough intensity, and we had a really hard time. We went, both my timeouts were burnt with the same server, and the girls know that when a coach has to burn their two timeouts with the same server, we've got a problem. So we had to refocus and take care of a game in set four, which the girls did. So, you know, it, as we say, it doesn't have to be pretty. It just needs to be a win at this point in time.
Absolutely. A win in the column is all that really matters here in the playoffs. And you have another opportunity here coming up for a subsection championship game against Jackson County Central, a team that you guys saw in the regular season. Obviously, both communities and both teams very familiar with one another. You know, the Huskies got some really good outside hitting, you know, with the likes of Sether and Tuffison and, you know, also Hall, who came on late in that matchup against you guys and that five-set win for you in Jackson. You know, they are a very athletic team, a very good volleyball squad, and you know, the saying goes that everything kind of goes out the window in the playoffs. I'm sure you're very excited for this matchup here coming up on Thursday in Springfield.
Yeah. You know, like we were talking before, Zach, it's our section is a grind here this week. You don't have much time to just absorb what just happened. Like I told the girls last night after our Laverne game, I said enjoy tonight because tomorrow we start, you know, we think about Jackson and we're thinking about Thursday. Like you said, we are very familiar with each other. We know them, they know us, and it's going to be a fun night. You know, it's for the subsection championship. It's to go on and play in the section championship. It's going to be a loud, energetic. A lot of energy will be in that gym up in Springfield, and we just hope that we have a ton of blue and gold representing our community up there to show our girls the support that they so deserve.
Absolutely. Well, excited to be there Thursday night in Springfield, 7 o'clock scheduled for serve. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on The Coach's Show. Good luck on Thursday, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Zach. Go Eagles.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for our Coach's Show this time around as we approach the top of the hour. Once again, our Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week, Jake Erickson of Red Rock Central Football, as they get back in action. Section Championship on Friday, 7 o'clock in Cottonwood will be there. But before that, we've got Wyndham against Jackson County Central tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, first serve in Springfield. All of it happening on Hot Country 94.3.